The staff goal is to reopen Pizza Man in a couple weeks, but there's still a lot of work to do. Workers are sawing boards outside. Heather Cordy is watching for a delivery. She's general manager.
Today's a big moving day. All of our phenomenal wine collection is coming in. It's just a matter of hours before we actually get to put it up on the shelves.
Pizza Man's new home will be on the corner of Downer and Bellevue. One big difference from the old spot, the new digs will feature a huge second-story deck. However, Cordy says what the owners want to be the same are the food and beverages as well as the service. So staffers have been practicing. For a few hours each night, they've opened the restaurant to friends and family.
Gives the kitchen a chance to test out all of their recipes, gives our staff a chance to learn how to use all the computers, find where everything is, just kind of play restaurant before you actually are pummeled by the public.
Cordy expects hundreds of customers to pour into the new eatery and many to compare it with the old. Ian Powell says he knows people will scrutinize his baking. He's the crust maker. Howell says he used to roll dough at another restaurant, but frequently ate at the old Pizza Man.
I was just personally introduced to Mike, who is the Pizza Man, and then he kind of personally trained me, because for him, I think the crust is really important. And for him, bringing back that original crust and making sure that all the people that remember the old Pizza Man, you know, have that similar experience and that fondness for the crust.
Paul says he grew up on Milwaukee's east side and was devastated when the four-alarm fire leveled the restaurant in January of 2010. Alderman Nick Kovac says the blaze was one for the history books.
So we're very lucky that no one died. The firefighters did save the church. After you deal with those immediate safety issues, your next thought is, A, what's going to happen to Pizza Man, the restaurant, and B, what's going to happen to this corner, this, you know, another example of a great corner open to North.
Kovac says he's pleased those questions have now been answered. As for question B, the corner of Oakland and North where the old restaurant stood, a developer will rebuild a similar restaurant there, along with retail and housing. As for question A, the iconic Pizza Man will incorporate a few old features into the new, in addition to its recipes. For instance, small booths made of barn wood and replicas of the bright yellow Pizza Man signs. Marty Michelson, 89.7, WUWM.